I want my 5280 gig now!
The Figgis Studios, Weekend Geek Update, Smurf here, and my table of companions, Private Cheeseburger, Double A Ron.
That's me.
Sir Toucher of Butts Towel.
My butt hurts.
Do you want a cushion?
I can't keep leaning too far.
Man, I think this is the quickest we've ever gotten derailed.
No.
Oh, no, is that not true?
No. I think we've started derailed a lot of times.
Wow. Hell yeah.
Special guest,
you
Red.
You and other people tell. Get it? Butthurt segues.
That is
K-cup.
K-cup.
What are you talking about?
It means plan in Japanese.
Oh.
It was a bad meme, but they didn't.
Kekaku.
Drinks for everyone, man.
There you go.
I need more vodka.
It was a meme from Death Note where they didn't translate plan, and they just left it as Kekaku, and then in translation it says Kekaku means plan. It's like, why can't you just say...
Nope.
Not nearly as much fun.
Cafefe.
I start my morning with a big old cup of cafefe.
Cafefe.
Politics.
No, we're talking about politics.
We are talking about politics.
Slightly, we are actually.
We're definitely this. What you don't think political cartoons are politics?
We are okay. So we are breaking our own cardinal rule.
We've never had that. We always talk about it.
We do.
We didn't. I thought that was only at like Thanksgiving and Christmas.
This is like that, but there's no food.
There's no food.
And my creepy uncle's not. I don't have a creepy uncle, but I just wanted to say it for.
It does sound good though, the creepy uncle.
I have a redneck uncle, and I love that man. Dude, why didn't you bring me a shot glass?
Yeah, where's that glass?
You bitched about it.
I did not bitch about it.
Where's my shot glass then?
In a shot glass, it's perfectly acceptable.
You don't have a shot glass.
I want a shot
glass.
Well,
I know you brought that one. You could have brought two.
Three.
I don't want any because it'll show my Asian glow and I don't
want to. The Asian crawl up the neck.
No,
I want to do shots on the podcast.
It's like, imagine if I were to put way too much.
We're talking about politics. I feel like I should.
That's how Asian glow is. It's no. I don't like it.
Or is that a sip and shot?
No, all about it.
I'm just going to sip it.
This week's topic, we. It's a special topic. The New York Times recently. Decided that they're going to stop publishing political cartoons.
Bullshit.
Yeah, that's stupid.
It
that's
is. Stupid. They announced that it would no longer publish political cartoons in its international edition, a move that comes more than a month after the publication faced widespread commendation for an anti-Semitic cartoon.
You know, here's the thing. I'm offended by a lot of things. I am. I get offended. Do you see me whine about it very much?
Yeah.
No. Sure, it's great.
It depends on how many shots you've had.
Exactly. No, but that's in person. I'll just bitch about anything in person. I don't care. But like...
I know. Man, you know, I call it making conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Like, who fucking cares? If you can't learn to... Man, that's...
Okay, so hate speech, like, okay, yeah. Like, why did you let that... 2019, why did that get through your editing process?
Well, sure, and that's...
Okay, that's valid. That's valid. But your response is Star Wars sporks, and you're just like...
Listen to our last podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but your response is, well, this is why we can't have nice things. That's an overreach.
Yeah, one bad thing equals let's just cancel all of it? Like, yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense on so many levels.
Well, yeah. And I feel like it goes back to, everybody's offended by everybody's offended by everything, where it's like...
Which I think is not true.
It's not, because you actually talk to people in person, and they're like, well, I saw it, I thought it was fucking stupid, but I didn't care. But you see all these people online going, you can't say this thing about that person, you just can't.
The people who complain that everyone's offended...
It's the loud majority, man.
The people who are offended by the people who are offended, the people who think that everyone's offended,
oh,
those are the people people who have Confederate flags in their garage.
Woof. Well, the New York Times, in light of this, and they actually had said this, I'm afraid it's not just about cartoons, but about journalism and the opinion in general. Mm-hmm. We are in a world where moralistic mobs gather on social media and rise like a storm, falling upon newsrooms in an overwhelming blow.
And I do agree with that, because that's fair, because it's like when people see they don't like something, think about that. Star Wars is a great fucking example of this shit, where it's like they don't like something, they mob on the internet and they scream into the fucking ether for nobody to listen to.
Until, into the darkness.
Until somebody listens, and it's like, it's just annoying, man. I hate that shit.
I hear that, mm-hmm. And that is valid. That the fact that, okay, we live in a modern time where social media and mobs of people collect to protest everything you're doing, and you old man in the New York Times feel cornered in your old world office, your rotary phone up on your blotter desk, and you don't know what to do. So your idea is to cancel? Your idea is to throw in the towel and say, fine, we won't play anymore?
Yeah.
Instead of saying, oh, I don't know.
Nah, double down.
No.
Yeah, more exactly. Offensive. Go for it.
No, I don't know. That's not even the option. The option is okay, so evolve.
Yeah, cater to a different market. Like, well, fucking, how hard is it?
I mean, if we live in a world where social media is a factor, then you have to grow and evolve into that market, don't you? Mm-hmm. That's really what this is you don't want to try.
Well, I think, and it's very interesting because it's amazing, and South Park has touched on this, and I've seen it through a lot of the social norms. Yelp reviewers are a perfect example, mm-hmm. where they get on, and even if the restaurant did everything perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's always somebody loves that attention.
The Yelp reviewer. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, it's absolutely, somebody will find something to not like about something.
Exactly. So I think
that's nothing new, though.
No, it's not.
The difference now is they're giving into it, and you see it. You can see it more. Back in the day, whenever you didn't see it on the internet, when we didn't have Facebook, where it's like, granted, I'm not that old, but like fucking, like whenever you couldn't see it, it didn't really matter. Like you had like 100 people in the newspaper going, well, I don't like this thing. Now it's 10 million people saying they don't like that.
But I don't even think, and a lot of it is they're not even educated enough. They're just jumping on. Mm-hmm. They're like, okay, they get blood in the water, and
people latch on to stuff.
Follow
people
with it.
Well, that's people in general.
But
they
that's
just latch
exactly
on to
why we need to have political cartoons.
Exactly.
And I agree with that 100% because it's commentary. It's commentary on that. It's commentary on the world in general.
It always has been.
I'm pretty sure. And I don't have any sources to cite ready to go because I'm drinking vodka instead of, you know, doing research.
Go on.
Yeah.
I'm drinking vodka.
Yeah. I like
it. You straight edge. You're drinking water.
It's magic water.
Magic water.
It's magic water. She has the Russian accent.
According to Russians, this is just water, yes? Yes.
We have vodka.
In my country, this is water.
It's cleaner. You're not wrong.
Speaking of politics.
But I, as far as I am aware, the art of what we consider the comic, the drawn comic, is started out as a political commentary. Mm-hmm. And I think this goes back as far as the 1600s. It might not be that far, but this is like we're talking pre-American Revolution, pre-America, well, the country.
Yes, we were still under British rule when the political cartoon started. That's where its roots began. Because
I think it started
in
France.
Well, France had it, and U.S. latched onto it,
right,
in protest to what was going on with the monarchy and all of that.
Well, they were our allies at the time. But yes. But I do believe that the cartoon has, at its core, is a political, it's an adult thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not about, look at the slapstick of what SpongeBob did. No, it's a comment on the world around us, and it's a light way to deal with serious things.
Yeah, it's commentary on what's happening in the world. But with a little satire spin on it.
I mean, this says that political or editorial cartooning is based on caricatures and technique dating back to Leonardo da Vinci's sketches.
Wow, see? I didn't even go back far enough.
Shit's mad old. We've been making fun of political leaders for years. For eons.
Yeah, 1619 1897 to 1764 has been attributed with the early development of political cartoons.
Thanks for doing my research for my Tao. Good.
Listen, on-the-fly research is what makes millennials great.
She's a great little paralegal that we're going to keep around.
Yay!
But I mean, comic books as a form of literature, which up until recently still is something here in the West we fight for. We fight that comics still be recognized as valid literature.
Yeah.
And in Asian countries, they've never had that fight.
No, because
it's always been established.
Yeah, yeah. It's established. It's actually the way like they do their religious teachings. And in graphic novel form, because why not?
Yeah,
because that's what kids read.
People like pictures. Kids like pictures, man. I'm an adult.
Everybody likes.
It's an easy format.
Yeah.
The idea that it's a idea that pictures and text working together is somehow sub, and for lesser minded people is ridiculous. And it's just the idea that you're taking away my political comics is like, then why even have comics?
Because vampires are very old.
Yes, and puns used to be the highest form of humor. Thank you, Vampire Bill.
the statement.
Talk about biting commentary, am I right? Can I get a high five on that one?
Yeah, there you go.
Hell yeah.
was the comic in bad poor taste?
It sounds like some editor let the ball drop and let something get through that shouldn't have.
And that's why we have editors. Crazy. It's like there's a fine line, I think, with political cartoons where it's like you have that, like, oh, you're trying to make a social commentary. You're trying to make like a satire thing. But you got that fine line of maybe we shouldn't go this far. You got to find that line and go, maybe we shouldn't just openly make fun of people.
No, you actually have to be intelligent.
That makes sense. Clever.
It's not like it just like it's drawn and then like immediately thrown in. Someone's always like, there's different people that look at it. It's like, how did you let this happen?
So I think I'm with you, Red. I think somebody dropped the ball.
Yeah.
Somebody just let this go through. That some cartoonist was just feeling a little edgy that day. And just
we make
an angsty teenager. Yeah.
We're making comments about how intelligent cartoons are, and it's like, but that's not new.
No, it's not new because
comics. I mean, freaking Peanuts, and how the man Peanuts is dark when you really think about it.
Peanuts is there's no parents ever. There's no parents anywhere,
and you can't understand.
They're only trombones.
That's not what I meant by dark. But you're not wrong. Yeah.
But yeah,
sorry, Dad, the blues band is down the street.
If you really look at things deeper, like there's some deep meaning in a lot of this stuff.
I think what the issue and here's the state of the world. No one can take a joke. I remember back in my day, dealt with issues from sadness, overcoming grief, trying to tackle difficult issues through humor.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the best way to deal with heartache is laughing at it. You're going to eliminate that because everyone is too sensitive.
I don't know if
to laugh at themselves
is
or
too
laugh.
Sensitive. I think the outspoken majority is what it is.
Yeah,
it has to do with people are. It's like just the screaming into the abyss thing.
Yeah,
it's the outspoken majority of people who are just like, well, I don't like that thing. You need to take that down. There is that. There's absolutely that. But I don't think it's every human being on Earth.
No,
I don't think it's everybody. It's not all millennials. It's not everybody. There are people who are like that, but. I think the reason the comic got taken down is because they're like, we should do this anymore. People are offended. That mentality.
To your point, mm-hmm. I don't agree. I think that's your nostalgia and propaganda talking. That the idea that people
America.
No, the idea that people are too sensitive now versus back then is bullshit. People have always been this sensitive. People mm-hmm. have always complained. Do you know why it's called the sundae, the ice cream sundae? Because people were offended by things. People have been offended.
God, you're absolutely right.
It's called ice cream sundae because they decided that straw sucking was too lewd behavior to happen on God's day. So they created the ice cream sundae. So I call bullshit with the idea that people are offended now more than they were.
I think we hear about it more and people were offended. But you know what?
I feel like information is spread a lot faster mm-hmm. because
oh, yeah.
you're always on our phones and stuff like that. So
But you know what? Grow a thick skin. People make fun of people. That's
making fun of people is one thing.
That's the staple.
I don't know the comic. I don't have the comic.
For crying out Butterfree.
Stop taking advice from butter commercials, okay?
No. Let her have that one. No. It's much funnier that she thinks that's what we're talking about.
I can't hear her through my headphones.
Make good choices.
Can I get turned up? I can't hear anyone in my headphones. Am I even plugged in? Because I can't hear anything.
Oh no, it's not good.
So if I'm there's nothing plugged into that. So if I'm mishearing you, I'm sorry.
It's funnier. It's better this
way. I don't have the comic that all this spawned from. I don't know what it is, so I can't comment on whether or not people are being sensitive.
We said it was the New York Times.
New York Times. I'm sure if you probably Googled anti-Semitic cartoon.
No, that's a dangerous thing to Google. I don't care who you are.
I was gonna say, woof.
Well, I mean,
that is the correct word, woof.
But you get people. I mean, you've got the Trump supporters who are upset at the political cartoons against Trump. You got the comic book people
That's normal. People are offended about the thing that they like.
Like, you're offended when I want to wear a Vikings jersey. Like, that's
yeah, but I'd still let you do it if you had bad taste enough to wear it. I'm not going to care.
Okay, but like someone not supporting your candidate, that is different than saying.
Is it though? They're taking offense to it.
It's different than making a statement being derogatory towards a class and group of people.
Mm-hmm. Well, but if
it
you're
absolutely
saying,
is different.
No, it's not. Because if you're saying that these people are lesser or anti-Semitic just because of their decision to back a certain individual or a certain mindset or whatever choice it is.
It's very different than calling people monkeys.
I was going to say, I think that's a different argument. You're right. But it's a different argument than saying like, "Oh, this is an anti-Semitic cartoon. We don't like that."
There's a thin line because you're looking.
There's always a thin line.
But the
line between right and wrong is thin too.
But I get what you're saying. I get what both of you are saying. Where it's like, I get where you're coming from. Where it seems like more and more people are offended. But I also get where she's coming from. People have always been offended by stupid shit.
People are always offended.
I've worked in customer service for years.
Yes.
Those people have always been that way.
I mean, like, exactly.
You can't please anybody.
No.
So,
and there's always going to be the ones that are going to bitch. They're going to push the envelope because they think they can get away with it. They want the attention. They want to see how far they can get away with shit.
And that's the thing. Being offended is one of those things that... It's a. An opinion. It is.
I know people who say they're offended and they're not just to get away with something. But they're like, they're getting it. Why can't I? So I'm going to say I'm offended.
I don't know if that's the. Ooh, if that's that. That's rough. If that's the one. That's. I wasn't able to actually find the.
I don't think so.
I don't know. That's the thing.
I don't think so. I don't know.
And if it's still out there.
Yeah,
that's
what I'd be surprised.
If it's easy to
find, I don't know if it's
going to
be
found
out there.
Yeah, because it's
hard to see. It's hard to tell how offensive this was because, like, who knows? It could have been super bad. It could have been like,
well, without
pretty mundane,
knowing
but,
what spawned the conversation, I can't really comment on
exactly
that.
On the specifics. But
being hateful is different than saying your candidate is stupid.
I'll agree with that.
Being offended and acting like it's the same is outrageous. Mm-hmm. And I might get a little derogatory towards your entitlement. You're damn right.
No, and that's absolutely
because
right.
I'm not derogatory towards your class of people. I'm derogatory towards you for being entitled. Because
you're an entitled fucking idiot.
If you like, want to act like you're superior to another class of human being, you're damn right. I might have to put you down.
What I don't understand, what, because I'm not in that culture. I don't know why that's offensive.
Well,
I don't get it.
That's their prime minister.
Oh dear.
Let me look at the article again.
That was the prime minister, and Trump was wearing a yarmulke, and I don't understand.
Yeah, it was.
Maybe I just don't understand political comics anymore.
It's the prime minister of Israel.
Oh dear.
Well, see, I come across political comics all the time that I don't understand. Yeah. Like, I don't get that
because it's like an in joke, and I don't get it.
I don't have the background or the knowledge to really get that one.
I don't have the political science know-how.
I absolutely think comics have always been political.
Yeah.
And
God.
And they always should be. I mean, Captain America punching Hitler. And,
oh yeah.
How is that not political? And what do you mean?
The idea that. That comics, especially targeted towards children, mm-hmm. they should take a stand, and hopefully it's a moral stand. And if it's not something that kid should be looking at, that's for the parents to decide.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they even did a series, even after long after Captain America is punching out Hitler. there is another Captain America story that stands out where Captain America has he doesn't recognize the United States as it is.
Right.
And it's like completely different. And he gets fired. He gets fired mm-hmm. as Captain America because he's like, I don't understand what the hell you guys are doing. And it creates an entirely...
There's a rift.
There is. And he's all like, this isn't the United States.
No. That's when he becomes like an anarchist and starts like Frank Castling it.
I just really like how offended you got just now.
They're different. No, this is an okay run because it makes sense. That doesn't make any goddamn sense. Well, no, but it's okay because they used a cube to make him different because he we don't know. We wanted to make Captain America Nazi because we just like the cover.
Be cool. Well,
we thought the cover would be shocking.
Well, exactly. And that's the difference between being political mm-hmm. and going for shock value. Yeah.
Oh, shock humor is my shit. I love that. I think it's hilarious.
I absolutely hate it.
But and that's the thing is like that's an opinion thing. Like
that is an opinion.
And people are entitled to that, but I agree with you where it's like when it becomes just hateful.
I don't like
mean-spirited.
I don't like shock anything. I don't like shock humor. I don't like shock horror. I don't like things that are just for the startle value because I think there should be more substance to if you're going to do it, mm-hmm. have a purpose. Have a reason.
Yeah.
So, do you think that the comedic world has kind of lost touch with where the line is between being intelligent versus shock?
I don't know. Well,
you know what? I'll concede that.
Yeah.
Because we do live in a social media based world that, yeah, we do want the shock because that's how you get the mm-hmm. likes. That's how you get
quick.
The views.
Yeah.
And you need that payoff instantaneously mm-hmm. because tomorrow the bracket isn't even going to register
nobody
on the
cares.
Facebook page.
No.
Well, and that's the thing. I remember I was talking to somebody about this political cartoon thing when it first happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was talking to somebody else and they're like, I didn't even know that happened because it was like the two days after.
Well, it got buried.
And that's the thing. So much stuff happens. We know so much about what's happening that stuff like that just doesn't even register to some people.
It says that this wasn't even posted on Times First. It's mm-hmm. actually drawn by a Portuguese artist. And it was actually, let me see.
So it might not even have been drawn by someone
really,
at the Times.
Yeah, he didn't.
Jesus Christ.
He said that it was posted on, it was first printed by Expresso, a weekly newspaper in Lisbon.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
So now the Times gets sucked into this.
Yeah. And
for basically
for someone else's art?
Quote unquote sharing it.
Yeah, because they
so they didn't even originate the
well,
artwork.
Well, okay, so.
Yeah, it says it reached the Times through a syndication service called Cartoon Arts International.
But once again, I come back to their choice of how to respond
because somebody posted that still.
Well, and they're falling on the sword. They're like, you're right. We shouldn't be doing this at all.
Yeah.
Trying to take the moral high ground.
It's one mistake, but then it's like, dude, own up to it.
I think that's stupid.
Like, I mean, it's good that they apologize and stuff like that. The person who drew it told CNN that he does not believe the image evoked hateful anti-Jewish stereotypes in any way. But numerous journalists and activists said it was reminiscent of Nazi propaganda.
Ooh.
So, like,
Jesus.
Like,
wow.
Honestly,
okay.
Like, I feel like it's, especially when it comes to art, there's always different depictions. Like,
well,
people interpret things differently.
Art
so.
Has always been that venue, though.
So, like, you know, for the artist to say, I didn't expect it to actually evoke that's not what I was going for. People see it the opposite way. It's like, it's all based off of your perspective.
I saw a candlestick holder.
See, that's another hard thing is like, your interpretation of one thing might be something totally different to someone else.
Yeah, and it can actually.
But
yeah.
I think what this whole conversation comes down to is you get to choose how you respond
mm-hmm.
to being offended, to other people being offended, to, yeah, we live in a social media-based climate, and that's going to be hard.
Ooh, buddy.
It's going to be hard for some old guys who worked at a newspaper back when it was all print. It might be hard, but you have
to...
God,
that's like I was reading this article, that it's like, when will millennials take office? And it's like,
oh boy,
eventually. Like, what, that's how time works.
Actually, I think there's a couple already in office.
We don't talk about it.
But...
Making cartoon to fill some space in Thursday's International Edition. Look through the news options in Cartoon Arts Collection. Pick the one by the Portuguese artist, and I can't say his name. That's
the Portuguese artist.
It moved on. Two of the sources said.
Bandan Hagaro.
So like, okay, if the guy kind of fucked up, chose something that like it was really displeasing to the thing, just fire him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
don't cancel your cartoons.
Like, don't cancel it. Just
that's you've chosen to respond that way. You've chosen to take your balls and go home, and now nobody gets to play.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, man.
Well,
you're
it
the
is,
old fart.
You're giving
it
in.
Is, it is
yeah,
kind of bullshit.
Yeah. It is kind of pouty. Like,
you,
okay.
It is. It's
we won't do it anymore.
You just gave validation to all of those stupid Yelp reviewers. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
Because now they see that as, oh, if I complain enough and if I whine enough,
we win.
Somebody will make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that mentality. I
no,
don't like that if
because
that's going to become a norm. I don't like that.
Just because you have a protest and everyone signs your protest doesn't mean
like
your protest is going to happen.
Doesn't mean they're changing the end of Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
exactly.
Don't fucking quit. Just
do better.
Yeah, do better. Do better is not that hard. Like,
it's really not.
Make it different.
It's really
like,
not.
Oh, well, somebody was offended by this. What you do? Just stop it.
No,
we're done.
No,
like,
no,
fucking...
In the words of Wayne from Letterkenny, figure it out.
Yeah, well, even... Fucking figure it out.
Okay, so then the other side, though. What if it is good? What if it... You're in the minority, but you're still trying to cause this shitstorm, and everyone's jumping on, even though the majority of people are like, you know what? It's fine. I like it. It's good.
Well, that, yeah, that's a different
so
thing, and I don't know.
That comes down to, and I'm sorry, my nerdy examples are going to come through. Mm. I'm sorry, I can't
no,
be
No, we
all,
can relate to that.
I can't be too intelligent. I'm going to have to be uber nerdy. Harry Potter.
Ooh, go on.
Well, Harry Potter.
I can relate to this.
Was banned and books like Captain Underpants.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, in 2001, there are book burnings happening in this country because of Harry Potter. And
witches. They were burning witches.
Oh, they were
oh, no.
Burning books.
It was a literal witch hunt, yes.
Yikes.
And,
gotcha. First
and
prince
I don't
up like
think
that.
I don't think there's an intelligent human being in the world, whether they like Harry Potter or not, that can honestly tell me after experiencing those stories that it's actually a negative thing. No, you can't
not.
Tell me that it actually is all the problem.
They were literally judging a book by its cover.
But they're and allow me to rattle Aaron's cage even further.
Please
by
do.
Saying
I love
by
that.
Saying Ready Player One.
Oh.
Now here's what I'm going to say. In my opinion, and I have a PowerPoint to
You're
back up my
that.
To my back up my
You're
opinion.
You're entitled
but,
to your wrong opinion.
But allow me to finish my point.
No, go on.
Is I think Ready Player One is absolute garbage. Mm. I also think 50 Shades of Grey is absolute
wait,
garbage.
Wait, are we talking the book or the movie, because I might agree with you on the movie?
Both.
Oh. My feelings.
Wait, are you talking
about I'm offended.
Wait, as in 50 Shades of Grey in the movie or
both?
Ready Player One? Oh, okay, cuz in terms of 50 Shades of Grey, I did read like excerpts and
no, I've heard it's garbage.
Oh my
God, it's
horrible.
I have no opinion on that.
But people really love it.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that I have facts to prove that the grammar is crap. It doesn't matter.
I
it
do,
doesn't
okay?
matter.
Why are you going to judge me for it?
It doesn't matter
no,
that I
player one.
That there are lots of plot points that really don't make any sense.
Wait, didn't you read Warcross? That one's so much better.
No, I'm not disagreeing that Warcross isn't better. Warcross is way better.
Oh, yeah.
Warcross is infinitely better. But I still like Ready Player One. Yeah, no, yeah, I'll agree.
But
that doesn't mean we can burn the book
because
you don't like it.
My point is to back up what you're saying is what if the thing is actually good and everyone hates on it?
Mm-hmm.
And to which I say, then you know what? You might not be alive to see it get recognized, but you will stand alone in the dark, and it will be a lonely experience.
It's like those two guys who like The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
those poor bastards. Those poor bastards are sitting on Reddit like, no, it actually has a really compelling story.
No,
whatever. But they I'm ran not going to go out and burn copies of The Last Jedi.
They ran out of gas.
And I make fun of it and call it fanfic. But guess what? I'm not being derogatory.
And that's the thing. There's a difference between being mean spirited about something and being just like, yeah, well, I fucking hate that, but it's not hurting anybody.
You know, and that's what. Where this whole issue settles with me, because you know what, it may not be for you. There's a lot of things out there.
I am extremely offended by clowns, but I'm not out there.
You're
fucking
not offended by clowns. I am offended. Disturbed by them.
It's the same. People are offended and disturbed by witches. They burn them. I'm not out here burning clowns.
That's because women phobic. Need to know their place. And that's a whole other issue.
Clowns need to know their place. It's at the bottom of the food chain.
It's in the circus, man. It's on the street corner juggling.
Yeah, no, they don't have jobs anymore. The circus is gone. Because they used to beat animals. They should have just been beating the clowns.
All they want to do is
spread
smiles.
That's my favorite line from the new Ghostbusters. Not when there was a clown epidemic. Some say it's in this very room that Barnum and Bailey chose to enslave elephants. I'm sorry, but I don't care your sexist views on hating on that movie. It's a great line.
That's another good example about something that got a lot of hate, but was just mediocre. It's like it's mediocre. It's not great.
I think because the original Ghostbusters doesn't hold up, and if you're gonna we're have a drink here, buddy. Have a drink.
I would, but oh wait, I don't have
a shot glass.
Shot glass.
Have a drink.
Where are the shot glasses?
They're in the small cabinet. Right. But oops.
I'm gonna walk away and take shots. Apparently not.
You're about to take the chair.
But original Ghostbusters doesn't hold up to one more, on the other side of the sink. Original Ghostbusters doesn't hold up to modern audiences. But new Ghostbusters, instead of launching from where they left off in Ghostbusters 2, they decided to readdress and make it appealing to a younger crowd. And in that respect, whether or not you prefer...
You better grab more than just one glass.
I'm pissing Smurf off, apparently. Whether or not you prefer original Ghostbusters to new Ghostbusters, you cannot deny that is valid. It makes it encouraging, and for that reason, it is a success.
Well, and...
Shut up.
It is a success... But you know what? When you watch, if Ghostbusters came out now, it wouldn't succeed.
Same as the original
Iron Man. If Iron Man of 10 years ago,
no, it would not. It would not have lasted. But Iron Man of 10 years ago, because it came out 10 years ago, and we got Iron Man 2, and we got Avengers, and we got Iron Man 3, and we got all of Tony Stark's story arc. By the time we get to Tony Stark Endgame, he is still the same guy that he was in Iron Man in original Iron Man, and we have seen him evolve. In a way that makes me go, Iron Man 1 is still valid.
Yes,
character arc.
Yeah, there's a whole story.
Yeah.
But if you are out there and you're throwing the stone, if you're saying, no, this is rubbish, fuck this, it's not acceptable for public consumption, mm-hmm. without seeing the bigger picture, without opening up your mind,
where do you draw the line?
Yeah.
Well, so Looney Tunes actually did a really good thing.
Oh, boy.
So that's a really good thing where they showed... some really old Looney Tunes cartoons, some really not so well dated ones. Some racist, some sexist.
Oh, for no.
Yeah. Get out of my house, Spook. Can't say that.
Oh, no.
But it's one of those things that they admitted that the times have changed. They put that out there so you can form your own opinions and go, okay, well, yeah, the new stuff is looking pretty good by comparison, but.
Well, and it's again
put it out there.
A full arc. The things mm-hmm. that were socially acceptable, things that of back in the day, the political climate, again, was this was the situation.
I just rewatched American Pie recently.
Oh,
you want to talk about hasn't aged well? They put some poor girl's nudes out on the internet. Like, I was like, I don't remember this part of the movie. Like, and but that's the thing is times have changed, political climates have changed. Maybe we should still have political cartoons, but.
But why have times changed? Because people are complaining.
Yeah.
And people are, and by talking, and that talking sounds like whining sometimes.
But is it the right people talking?
Because people are talking, changes have to happen.
Yeah.
Well, changes are natural.
This ice cream sundae is a national treasure now. Treasure. Because people were offended. Yeah, I'm just saying.
We'll look back and we'll laugh at this kind of stuff where it's like, I can't believe we thought this was stupid, or we can't believe that we thought this was offensive. Whatever. Whatever
well, I can't
happens,
believe we thought
happens.
This was okay. That's,
exactly.
That's really what I come across when I go back is I'm like, oh man, I can't believe there's a time we thought this was acceptable.
And that's the thing is we'll look back and go, oh, that's not good. But now we sit here and we're like, change is bad and scary.
Well, and
no,
you know
that's
what?
That's just because we're over 22 and... That's what happens when you turn 23.
I don't like VR. It makes me vomit. Okay. But my dad also thought that about any three-dimensional video game.
It's
so.
Okay. Sometimes I feel like every time I put on a VR headset, I look like a fucking owl.
You do.
So
times change.
Well, even you can even see the difference in just as small as 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
As far as how quickly things spread, how quickly things get buried, because this story even slipped by me. Red brought it to my attention. I had no idea that this had happened because I was looking left when this happened right.
I think that's why it bothers me, is because stuff like this slipped. Well, it slips under the radar that you don't know because so much shit comes out, so many things happen. And I'm sorry, Flint, Michigan still doesn't have fucking clean water. But we're yelling about the Little Mermaid. Like, we got different weird priorities that are happening.
Oh, yeah.
And if we're going to talk politics, like, fucking, can we get priorities straightened out? Like, political cartoons need to stay around so we can at least laugh at their shit.
Well,
at least laugh at how stupid some of these people are.
And we need the humor to ground us. We need the humor to humanize us.
You know what?
And to make us feel not so helpless.
Well,
honestly, I would take a full series about just Ted Cruz. The man's fucking hilarious on his own because he went to a Wisconsin butter factory, found a full-size butter cow, and he literally said, "This is my daughter's favorite thing. Her first words were butter that came out of her mouth, and I just need a cartoon about just him."
Are you sure you're not talking about the Zodiac Killer?
No, he is the Zodiac Killer. He's also Kevin from The Office. Changed my mind. But, like, that's why we need this shit, because real life is fucking hilarious on its own. So imagine if we put that into comic form.
Just remember,
like,
it's like remember Zombieland. Like, one of the rules from Zombieland is enjoy the little things.
Yeah. It's stupid that people are like, no, we'll just stop now.
No, that's outrageous.
You shouldn't stop just because one bad thing slipped through.
So it really...
It's like there's no progression at that point, because it's like, you know, when you make a mistake and then you learn from it, then there's progression.
You move on.
If you end it like that, there is no progression.
There is no progression, and therefore we're stuck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like...
We're stuck in this purgatory of something is wrong, and there's no resolution. Yeah.
And you're going out on that end, like, oh, well, we put out something that's like super offensive, and so, that's how we're going to end it. Like, fucking...
I think the two takeaways that we should take away is, number one, how do you respond to things?
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you are offended by something, can you back it up?
Yeah.
Like, is it just, did it make you uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Or is it
justifiably offensive?
Is there actually a justification? Because you know, whenever I get offended, I get really freaking emotional, and I just start spitting with rage. But then I
take a deep breath and you look back and you go, why was I upset about this?
But I calm down and I can say, because this is happening. Mm-hmm. And we go back and we look at, like, Rick brought a thing, an article to me months ago about how in Parks and Rec, way old.
I fucking love Parks and Rec.
There's an episode of Parks and Rec where some men's activist guy got on the internet and said, this is actually fucked up. This is Ron Swanson is being groomed. He's being abused and nobody cares because it's a man and it's a woman doing the abuse. I made Rick and I sit down and watch the episode while I went point by point to disprove. Yeah,
because he probably just changed his mind about something and somebody probably went, no, but he's man.
And it's like, not only is that taken out of context for to prove your point, so that you can be offended by something, but it's so not true, and here's why. And I'm gonna address this calmly.
Listen, if you can't make a PowerPoint about it, you can't be offended.
Well, I can't use PowerPoint.
Cite your fucking story. We learned this in high school.
But I also showed that other parts of the show. First of all, they do realize he's being groomed. They do realize it's abuse. That's why they react the way they do.
Oh, is it with his ex-wife?
Yeah.
Yeah. That whole thing, like the whole arc of him going like, I love her. I hate her. I love her. It's like, that's the joke.
And they're trying to get him away. And they also do the same thing with the females. And they react the same way. And I'm like, no, they actually addressed abuse very...
on both sides.
Very mature and light in comedy.
Yeah, weird.
It's funny because like...
Wait, comedy?
It was more like a toxic relationship because it's someone who still keeps pulling you...
No, it's absolutely a toxic relationship.
That's like the whole thing is like, that's the whole joke of like... They sit there and they're arguing in the fucking diner for like an hour. They start sitting at separate tables.
This is his other ex-wife.
Oh, his other ex-wife? It's not even that ex-wife.
No, it's the other one.
It's Tammy One.
So that's the thing. That happens twice to him.
And the article written about it...
And he knows he's weak against it. He's like, he tries to run.
The article written about it is saying that nobody cares because it's a man and the woman is doing the abuse. And I'm like, the entire episode is them trying to save Ron. So
to quote
Leslie Knope from season 7 of Parks and Rec, men's rights, shut up, you're nothing.
It is like literally they're like, okay, we got to snap him out of it. Like there's that time with like Tammy too.
They're showing him the video that he recorded. Mm-hmm. And they're like, that's you.
They kept slapping him. They're like, okay, we got to do this. Or,
well, he's wrong.
What was it? The guy who was the dentist who falls in love with Tammy too. And so, like, because
he was going to go fight the guy.
Yeah. So like they tied him to a chair, spray perfume. And then every time he was like still in love with her, they would just slap him in the face. Trying to snap him out of it. Because it's like one of those things. Like coming from someone who has been in a toxic relationship, it was horrible. It snaps you too. No, yeah,
especially when you're out of it, you look back and you go,
oh shit,
because you can relate to it.
You're too close.
When you're relating to it with the humor too, you're like, yeah, that fucking happened. Yeah,
you look back and you go, oh, that was awful.
Yeah, you're like, yeah. It's different.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, because it's like it's different from when you view another person having that abusive relationship versus your own. So then when you're like viewing that, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, well, you're too close. You're not on the outside looking in.
Yeah, it's parallels.
Like, and you look at it from a comedy standpoint where it's like, oh, that's hilarious that he keeps getting into these antics of like he went to jail for one of his ex-wives.
Funny. Also had great friends to pull him out of.
Exactly.
Which is why that show is such a success.
that in a good place.
We're going to talk about I fucking love Good Place.
It's funny because Ron is such a strong male without being a toxic male, by the way.
He's secure with his masculinity.
But he is such a strong male figure that the fact that he is weak to these terrible women is funny.
Yeah, that's the weird. It's like political commentary.
It's like political commentary.
Horsing that back in. Wait, horsing that back?
Forcing?
Yeah, horsing around?
This is horseradish vodka. You can
another shot? Even though this is definitely a measuring cup for something not intended for me to shooting out of it. It's a tea thing.
No, that's an apothecary measuring.
It's perfect.
Glass. And that's a tea.
Yeah, I saw a tea.
That's a measuring for teaspoons and tablespoons.
It works perfectly, though, for my intended use. I avoided the warranty for not using
it. I got that in an antique shop in California.
Fantastic.
But perspectively, I think that article's horseshit.
I think it's stupid.
But you need to be able to back up. You can't just have an emotional response and call that a valid being offended. You need to be able to back it up.
And I think that goes back to all of this, where it's like you have to have, like, cite your fucking sources.
There's no war on Christmas just because you don't get the same warm fuzzy
thing. The cup is different.
Well, and there are different reactions. There's different. experiences, the knee-jerk reaction, which is what we normally get on the internet.
Instant gratification, man.
Boom, just like that. And it just wrecks it for everybody else. Stop feeding the trolls. Yes. But now what, everyone...
Calm down, nerd. Everything's going to be fine.
I don't...
Don't geek me, man. Yeah. Calm down, nerd. Don't geek me.
Yeah, don't geek me.
Don't even know why you tighties in a bunch.
And you know what?
Whitey tighties.
Whitey tighties.
But no, you know what? Nope.
I like whitey tighties.
Gonna take a shot for mansplaining tighty whiteys. Taking a shot for mansplaining tighty whiteys.
Toxins, man. It's from Flint.
The filter. The filter's broken, obviously.
To the horseradish.
To the horseradish.
Ah!
It's because it's horseradish.
Yeah, no, I just, I realized it now when I was over there, I just...
Well, it's awesome. Oh, he's a, yeah.
How drunk are you?
Like, no, yeah, it's just
this is normal.
But see, what I envision...
Still sober.
And it's, and I'm worried about this, is that we're getting to that world of Demolition Man, where...
What are the seashells used for?
What are the seashells for? And humor is gone, and our choice of music is jingles.
Because and the only fast food restaurant is Taco Bell.
Yes!
No, I'm okay with that.
Okay, let me assure you. Can I reassure you and put your mind at
ease?
We're
already there.
We're not there, because we're in a transition. We go through one about every 4 years, and it has nothing to do with the political office running. But we're at a transition, and where technology and social commentary really push forward, and there's a backlash, and then things do settle down, and we adapt, and we get used to the fact that everybody has a cell phone, including 12-year-olds, and because oh my gosh, do you
10-year-olds now?
Well, yeah, honey, as young as third grade is pretty average.
The average
age to get your first cell phone is 8. It's third grade.
I'm so old.
And it's one of those where yeah, it's startling.
Next month, guys.
It's startling when you're used to the world looking a certain way. But guess what? You're gonna get used to it. You're gonna adapt, or you're gonna roll over and die and be that cranky guy and get off my lawn. Like, these are your options. Which one do you want to be? There's a murder house across the street if you want to move in there, but that's your own choice.
Is there?
Yeah.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, we'll go look at the murder house later.
Yes. I'm going to film it and put it on the 5280 Geek page. Oh,
this is the biggest studio, guys. It's the Smurfer House.
That's right. It's a hole in the ground.
Smurfer House.
If we were anyone from, like, Unsolved, can I be the white guy who keeps going, demons?
Yeah.
Demons.
Yeah, if you're that, I'm going to be the skeptical Asian guy.
Yes! I want this to happen.
We're going to switch here. I'm going to be the skeptical Asian guy. You're the scared white guy.
Because cosplay does not depend on race.
Hey! And it's not consent either.
It isn't.
Cosplay is not consent.
Cosplay whoever you want. Just don't touch it.
Touch them.
Yeah.
Unless you ask. Which I have multiple times.
And if
what?
Sometimes it works out.
Okay.
I've had good times. It's getting weird.
Yeah.
I'd hire Tal.
A cinnamon bun and we'll call it.
I'll buy you
a cinnamon bun.
Yeah.
But I need you to carry it around while you're following me. Is that okay?
Exactly.
Okay.
We'll get you a spork.
She's got like a bag of cinnamon buns.
People,
a box.
Like, I will do that shit for free. Just got me some food. That's it. my charge is food.
Hell yeah.
Because I will. Those nerds will catch my hands. I put one hand.
Every time I hear somebody say I'm actually at a convention, I punch them. So
actually,
I heard it. I was at Dragon Con and I heard somebody go, "I'm actually," not ironically, not as a joke. And I went, and I just yelled, "Shut the fuck up!" And that's one of the last things I remember about day one. Before we did more shots.
I had that exchange at Dink, and then we went to Zinefest. I ran into the same human that I had this exchange with, and he and I just stared at each other the whole time. We were just like, who's going to say something? Whoa. You want to fight, bitch? Like, the whole time.
Zinefest, though.
The whole time.
Is it Zinefest?
All you
it's
can...
not Zinefest?
No, man, it's spelled Vine, like, with a Z, so it's Zinefest. Fight me.
All you could hear was...
Yeah. Red gets the gun out and the guy leaves. Like,
no,
I don't know what happened.
It was Levon Cleef and Clint Eastwood just sitting there with the hats. Just
He's exactly. Definitely more Eli Wallace. I'm just saying.
He is more Clint Eastwood. Eli. Yeah,
I'm definitely
a little angrier. Yeah, no, I can see that.
Yep.
He was definitely Eli.
A little
Wallace.
More get off my lawn vibes coming from Red. I feel.
But yeah, he actually that's the one who mansplayed at me at Dink, and I was all like,
take a shot for that.
Go to hell.
I was waiting for like the IP man breakout fight scene in the middle of Dink. It would be awesome.
Probably more like Kill Bill, but it's okay.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyway, that's all true.
Anyways, it's all true.
Political cartoons.
So
what are we talking about?
Reform.
Reform. I don't...
Apologize, reform, move on.
My final word, I just think everybody needs to breathe and not take everything so fucking seriously.
All right, back it up. Back it up.
I'll agree with that because it's on all sides. It feels like we're. It feels like everybody's really tense right now.
Yes. And then
there's a lot to be tense about. There is. There absolutely is. That's why we need political cartoons to untense people. That's what they're for. It's a joke.
It's like, a step back.
Well, it's a joke, but it's also a call to action to make positive change.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, not change, positive change.
Yeah, exactly. We need that. We need positive things.
Because
don't judge me.
What are you doing on your phone?
Because when
you breaking news, Twinkies are making cereal now.
Oh, God.
You heard it here first on 5280 Geek Podcast. Twinkies are making cereal. Get political about that shit. I want to see that in the comments.
And on that bombshell, that's what I'm getting Tao for. Broker.
Twinkie cereal?
Yeah, Twinkie cereal. Come guard me.
Just on Facebook, man, all right? Don't judge me.
Oh, my God. Yes, and on that bombshell.
Get political about Twinkies, yo.
They just taste like straight lard.
Stop getting offended about stupid things. Go get Flint, Michigan water. Flint water, get them some Michigan.
Get some Michigan. We're running low on it.
Sponsored by Horseradish Vodka.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Drive home safe.